This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Tuesday, that is 18th of February. Well, Indian markets recovered losses but failed to reverse the trend on Tuesday as Sensex fell more than 160 points to close below 41,000, while Nifty 50 also failed to hold on to that 12,000 levels. In fact, the market closed with losses for the fourth straight day in a row. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex fell 161 points to 40,894, while the Nifty 50 closed with losses of 53 points to 11,992. Now, tracking the momentum, more than 200 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low that include names like Gillette India, Hero Motor Corp, IndusInd Bank, Sobha, ITC, Everest Industries, and Marico. While on the other hand, more than 60 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that includes names like Bot India, Torrent Pharma, Apollo Hospitals, Lux Industries, Mindtree, and Webhav Global. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT, oil and gas, public sector, capital goods, and healthcare stocks, while profit taking was visible in telecom, metals, auto, realty, FMCG, and banking space. Now, the broader markets did underperform as the mid cap index fell 0.6% and the small cap index was down by 0.45%. Now, Moody's GDP downgrade, along with muted macro data and earnings, weighed on the street sentiment. And on the global front, the impact of coronavirus outbreak on companies and global supply chains is something which is weighing on investors across the globe. Now, experts feel that investors should wait for a breakout above 12,200 levels before initiating fresh positions on the long side. Now, top Nifty gainers include stocks like GAIL India, BPCL, Coal India, and Zee Entertainment. On the losing front, Hindalco, Tata Motors, Yes Bank, and Bharti Infratel were the top Nifty losers. Now, according to sectors, the IT index rose 0.52%, followed by the oil and gas, which was up 0.2%, and the capital goods index was up by 0.12%. Now, profit taking was visible in telecom space that fell around about 4% odd, followed by metal index that was down 1.1%, and the auto index was down by 1.08%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 700% was seen in stocks like Tech Mahindra, MRF, Colgate-Palmolive, HPCL, Bharti Infratel, and Yes Bank. The long buildup was seen in stocks like OIL, TVS Motors, and IOC, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Yes Bank, Balkrishna Industries, Apollo Tyres, and LIC Housing Finance. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Bharti Airtel, Vodafone Idea, and Bharti Infratel under pressure on the AGR issue. In fact, Bharti Infratel was the top Nifty losers as well because it fell in double digits. In fact, it was down by around about 10%. ISCTC is now back at record high. It is up around about 8% in trade today. Network 18, TV18 broadcaster Hathway Cable, then network gained 4 to 20% after Reliance Industries announced the consolidation of its media and distribution properties under a single entity. Now, LIC Housing Finance share price ended 4% lower after the global brokerage house, that is Credit Suisse, turned bearish on the company as it downgraded its rating on the stock to underperform from outperform. Now, JSW Energy share price gained around about 3% after the company signed a share purchase agreement with GMR Energy to acquire 100% stake in its subsidiary company GMR Kamalanga Energy. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle which looked like a hammer kind of a pattern on the daily charts. It in fact bounced back after hitting a low of 11,908 but failed to hold on to that 12,000 levels. Now, 11,908 is likely to become a sacrosanct support for the index, at least for short-term traders. Now, if in case Nifty 50 sustains above this level, then a pullback towards 12,160 is something which is a possibility. And in the next trading session, traders with high risk appetite can go long if Nifty opens on a bearish note, preferably around about 11,950, but can keep a stop loss around about 11,900 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, in case for any reason, if Nifty closes below 11,900 in the next couple of sessions, then corrective swing shall get extended into the zone of 11,783 to 11,749. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.